Victor Hugo, the French author, wrote many poems and novels, including The Hunchback of Notre Dame and Les Miserables. When you read the beginning of the poem, Tomorrow at Dawn, you don't really understand that it is dedicated to the memory of his beloved daughter, Leopoldine, who drowned when she was 19. This is Donald Marks, and I will read the poem Tomorrow at Dawn, along with introductory and contextual material. Leopoldine was the eldest daughter of Victor Hugo, one of five children. Her brother Leopold, who would have been the oldest child, died when he was a baby. Victor Hugo was especially fond of Leopoldine. She left home in January 1843 to get married, and it was only 6 months later that she drowned in a boating accident. Her husband also drowned trying to save her, and they are buried together in Villequerre in Normandy. Her father was in the south of France at the time and read about it in a newspaper, which he describes in another beautiful poem, of Villequerre. The poem is 12 lines long, and for most of that, Hugo talks about a journey which you imagine is to visit a loved one. It is only in the last two lines that you find out his journey is to put flowers on his daughter's grave. Hugo doesn't write for several years after Leopoldine's death, and I'm not sure he ever recovered. And now the poem. Tomorrow at dawn, at the hour when the countryside whitens, I will set out. You see, I know that you wait for me. I will go by the forest. I will go by the mountain. I can no longer remain far from you. I will walk with my eyes fixed on my thoughts, seeing nothing of outdoors, hearing no noise, alone, unknown, my back curved, my hands crossed, sorrowed, and the day for me will be as the night. I will not look at the gold of evening which falls, nor the distant sails going down towards Harfur. And when I arrive, I will place on your tomb a bouquet of green holly and of flowering heather.